Explore the Heights, where you are inspired to be more, do more, and give more. Presented by Felix and George.
Hello and welcome to Explore the Heights with Felix and George. This time we talk about benefits of failure.
Yes, Felix. Today we want to talk about failure. You know, people are afraid of failure. So many people don't want to do things because they're afraid they will fail. And yet without failure, you cannot be successful. So we need to start getting used to failure and begin to see failure differently. You know, failure is a part of success, and the benefits of failure cannot be overemphasized. Failure actually is the hallmark of success. Without failure, there would be no great successes. One of basketball's great, Michael Jordan, said this about failure. I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed it. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. J. Wallace Hamilton has this to say about failure. People are training for success when they should be training for failure. Failure is far more common than success. Poverty is more prevalent than wealth, and disappointment more normal than arrival. Thomas A. Edison on failure commented, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." John Maxwell on failure hinted, "If you are not failing, you are probably not really moving forward." He continued, "One of the greatest problems people have with failure is that they are too quick to judge isolated situations in their lives and label them as failure. Instead, they need to keep the bigger picture in mind. You see, 99% of those who fail are not actually defeated. They simply quit. Errors become mistakes when we perceive them and respond to them incorrectly. Mistakes become failures when we continually respond to them incorrectly. Failure happens all the time, and it can happen every day in practice, actually. What makes you better is how you react to the failure. Remember that the more you do, the more you will fail. The more you fail, the more you learn. The more you learn, the better you get. You should get used to trying again after failure. And when you fail again, get up, dust yourself off, and try again. You see, I have come to accept the fact that it is impossible to live without failing at something, unless I live so cautiously that I might as well not have lived at all, in which case I have failed by default. We all need to fail early, fail often, but most importantly, always fail forward. Failing does not make you a failure unless we live in the city of failure. If you have the heart of an entrepreneur and dream of starting your own business, then you must lean into the idea of failing forward. Failing will happen, but those failures don't have to be major setbacks. Instead, they should be opportunities to move forward towards your ultimate success. The benefits of failure do not mean that you should strive to fail. It doesn't even mean that you enjoy failing or celebrate failure. What it does mean, though, is for you to understand that failure is part of the journey to success, and that you should not allow the fear of failing to stop you from taking a plunge and the necessary risk to do whatever you need to do on your road to success and achievement. Failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all. Failure is a good thing, as it yields many benefits which can come no other way. Winston Churchill provided this counsel on failure: success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. So get used to failure, because if what you are pursuing is significant and important to you, you will fail at some point. And when the why of what you are aiming for is very, very important to you, failure then becomes a stepping stone, a springboard to phenomenal results. Let me talk a bit about what you should know about failure, the realities. You know, it's important to know these realities about failure. And so I wanted to just speak to that. Or Felix, did you want to speak to that before I take it on, or I should just continue to speak on that?
Go in. If I think of something, I'll put it in at the end.
Okay, great. Okay. So these are the realities about failure. You will fail every now and then. And this is what is most important. It is okay. You will fail every now and then. Remember, it is okay. The more you want to accomplish or do in your life or business, the more you will fail. You will also succeed eventually, though. You will learn more from the times you have failed than from the times you have succeeded. To master a new skill takes 20,000 repetitions of practice, according to research. When you fail faster, you will move faster to success. Expect success, but also expect to fail along the way. Prepare for the eventualities, but more importantly, plan for the greatest possible outcome. Failing does not make you a failure. The only thing that can make you a failure is when you stop trying. You see, achievers are given multiple reasons to believe they are failures. However, in spite of that, they persevere. The average for entrepreneurs is 3.8 failures before they finally make it in business. In life, the question is not if you have problems, but how you are going to deal with your problems. If the possibility of failure were erased, what would you attempt to do? Recognize that you will spend much of your life making mistakes. If you can take action and keep making mistakes, you gain the experience. You see, a mistake is only an error. It becomes a mistake when you fail to rectify it. When achievers fail, they see it as a momentary event, not a lifelong epidemic. And one more thing you need to know about failure is this. When you fail and you fail and you fail and you fail, there are lessons. And you don't have to take it personally, because it's out of the ashes, it's out of those mistakes that you are reborn, that you get to do things in a better way. So those are some of the things I wanted you to know about failure. So I think, Felix, you take this now to talk about the benefits of failure. What are those benefits?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to do the whole entire section, or we'll go backwards and forwards?
I think you can do the entire section, and then I'll just finish with what I have.
Excellent. Okay, that's no problem. Okay, so what are the benefits then? Benefiting from failure, one section would be a reality check. It allows you to check, you know, what you're doing, how you're progressing, with it being your goal, your success on building your brand or your business or something else. And it allows you to say, wait a minute, am I going the wrong way? Because you can go into one direction so far and not know that you're heading off course by miles. That'll be the first one. Lessons. Now, George, you've spoken about lessons. Lessons are priceless when it comes to failure. It's not that the situation has gone wrong. It's what you take from it. Imagine if you were to fail constantly by not learning from the event. You'd continue failing over and over and over again. And it would be almost like hitting the replay button, because you'd just be doing the exact same actions but not actually changing your technique, targeting the actual problem itself. So those lessons are priceless. And of course, sometimes they do hurt. But that pain makes sure that you don't dare forget about what you've gone through when you have failed. The drive to succeed is a very strong emotion. And when you fail, you can either do one or two things. You can sit back and simply say, woe is me, you know, I failed, it's time to give up. Or you can just stand up, dust yourself off, get back on the horse, and be determined to succeed. Again, taking the lessons that you've learned previously from your failure, it can help you steer you in the right direction to succeed and basically achieve that dream that you're wanting to live, that business you want to open and grow. And that's very, very important, because without drive, you can't succeed. There's no determination. There's no zeal in saying, this is what I want. There's, you know, I can't think of the exact word to exactly say or to exactly show the magnitude of what I'm trying to say. But essentially, the drive is extremely important in achieving what you want to achieve. My final section really is to tell you about some of the people who have failed but also have turned around. Now, we have spoken about some of these people before, first of which being J.K. who wrote the Harry Potter books. You know, for those of you who have read those books and seen the films, you know how successful they are, both as a brand, but both as an entertainment source. So, J.K. Rowling first wrote her book in the early 90s, the first Harry Potter book, and it didn't do well. It was rejected by the publishers until one child came across it when her father brought it home just to see what her daughter would say. And she loved it. And then that's when J.K. Rowling's life started to change. You know, she wrote the first book and then the second and the third and, of course, eventually ending up with 7 books. Then, from then, you've got the films that were equally successful and also the merchandise as well, you know, whether that be stickers or signed autographs or whatever. And she's living the life. Yes, she's written other books as well, but that was, you know, the beginning of her career, if you will, as an author. Also, one more. And, of course, the person who wrote the Rocky script. Sylvester Stallone, we know him as writing the Rocky script and those lovely films. But did you know that he had such a very difficult life? He was in and out of foster homes. And then after leaving those foster homes, when he was a young man, he had to sell his dog to make a living. People who have pets know how that feels. You know, your pet is your family member. To the point where you've got to go and sell your pet to make ends meet is extremely sad. But one day, he wrote the script, passed it to the right person at the right time, who then said this was amazing, and he made millions. So what am I saying of all this is that with these stories, benefiting from means that although you fail and although it's extremely painful and it hurts, if you don't stop trying, then you will succeed. You only fail predominantly if you just stop trying.
Thank you, Felix. Listeners, you've heard those stories that, you know, most of the folks or people who've done great things have all failed at some point. And so they learn from their failures, and we all do. We've all failed. I have failed several times on a number of things, and that is why I'm where I am today. I remember I said this on a podcast some years ago. My very first program on training people coming from various areas of the world. And I was teach them about how to solve problems and make decisions. So the course that time, I think it's called problem solving and decision making. And, you know, I did the best I knew how to, but it didn't go the way I thought it should go. In fact, the evaluation was horrible. People said, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He should never be allowed to talk again in front of people and all the stuff that they said at that point. I had a choice. I had a choice to either accept what they said and just no longer try to be a facilitator or a person who runs seminars or a keynote speaker and all those things. No, but I took that challenge from that failure. I learned from that experience. And here I am doing things significantly various places. I've come to learn that out of failure, we become better. So what are some of the benefits of failure? You see, failure will crystallize in your mind what works and what doesn't work. Failure will help you bounce back with greater resolve to succeed, just like I did in the story I just told you. Failure helps you to bounce back with greater resolve to succeed. Failure will also help you adapt to change and make the changes that you require to succeed. So failure can position you to make change your best friend. Failure will also help you develop your mental muscles and develop mental toughness. Failure will help you build your character. Failure will also enable you to have compassion for those who have also experienced failure. Failure builds your resolve and your resilience to keep going and keep going. Failure can help you develop creativity. You've done things this way, it didn't work, so you become creative about it. So you're basically exercising your creativity when you fail at something. Failure will stretch you to think outside the box, because once again, you've done this, it didn't work, it didn't do it this way. You begin to ask yourself, am I thinking right? Am I thinking the way I should think so that I can get the results? Failure will bring clarity to your way of thinking. Failure can cause growth when you learn from it. You know, failure will give you the freedom to do things differently. And the last but not the least is that failure can make you be courageous in the face of adversity and disruption. Felix, that's what I have.
Yes, thank you for that. That was very good. And I just want to reiterate as well, I've also failed as well. You know, I've done plenty of things where I've tried something, or let's say producing something, and it doesn't quite work. It looks good in my head, but when it comes down to it, it doesn't quite fit, you know, the strategy of what I'm thinking about. So you're always going to fail, and you're always going to learn from those failures. The idea, like I've said before, is to learn from them and move on, and to basically put one foot in front of the other and just carry on, but never, never quit. Because if you quit, then you truly fail, like I've said before. So once again, thank you very much for listening. You know, we thank you ever so much for joining us and taking the time to listen to us and take in what we have to say, because, you know, we want to make your life, both within a business perspective and a personal perspective, a lot better, but more importantly, allow you to succeed. So thank you for, once again, if you are indeed listening to this podcast, if you are someone who knows someone who would benefit from this podcast, remember to tell them about it by sharing it to them. Like it if you haven't already done so. And of course, be back here next time for the next episode. Thank you very much. Bye for now.